弟兄姐妹跟朋友们，大家早。Brothers and friends, good morning. 请大家打开诗歌624首。
Let's turn to hymn 624.
624。
624.
请诗琴弹一遍啊。
We'll have our pianist play the hymn for us once.
4节
I will sing all four stanzas.
好，开始。
I will begin.
这首诗歌是呼召我们归家。
This hymn is calling us to go home.
为什么说是归家呢？
Or to come home, what does it mean to come home?
归家就是本来你是从哪里出来，现在回去才叫做归家。
To come home means that you have came forth from that place and now you're going back.
不是你第一次去那里就叫做归家。
It's not that you go there the first time and you call that home.
所以为什么是归家呢？
So why is it come home?
因为神创造我们的时候呢，他要在我们的鼻孔里面吹了一口气，这是他的生命。
Because when God first created man, he blew into, he breathed into the nostril of man, and then he gave him life.
所以我们原原本本，这个人就是从神的生命来的。
And so man came from God's life.
所以我们的生命原本在哪里的时候，我们现在如果回家，就是回到那个源头的那个地方。
So that was where our life came from, and now we're just going back to come home unto that life.
所以神他是创造宇宙万物的神。
And God created heaven and earth and the universe.
他是一切生命的源头。
He's the source of all life.
所以我们现在人，当我们人犯罪离开他的以后呢，生命就与他断绝了。
When man sinned and departed from God, our life has been interrupted.
主神就差遣他的儿子主耶稣来到世上，为我们做成这个赎罪的大功。
And God sent His Son Jesus to come into this world, and He accomplished the salvation, redemption work.
当我们接受他的时候呢，他就赦免我们的罪。
And when we receive Him, our sins can be forgiven.
罪赦免的时候呢，立刻就把新的生命再赐给我们。
So after we believe, God's new life came into us.
所以我们现在虽然活在这个世上，但是有一天我们就回到父神的家那里去了。
And even though we are still living here on earth, one day we will go back to that heavenly home where God is.
所以为什么叫做归家呢？就是有这个意思在里面。
So that's the meaning of the phrase come home.
或者说就是这个事实在这里面。
And we can see that from within.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Lord, we thank you for your grace.
你已经来到世上做成这个救赎的大功。
You came to this world and accomplished your redemption work.
主，我们实在是感谢你的大爱。
We thank you for your love.
因为当你来做成这个大功的时候，你是要付出你自己生命的代价。
And when you accomplish that great work, you pay the price of your own life.
我们人是何等卑微、何等污秽的一般人。
And we are so lowly and filthy.
但是你没有放弃我们，你却专一的来到地上，来为我们使命做成了这个救赎大功。
But you did not forsake us, and you came to this world and accomplished that redemption and saved us.
如今我们凡是接受你的，我们就再次得到新生命。
Whoever receives you will gain that new life.
主，我们今天我们感谢赞美你，因为我们再次有机会在这里奉你的名来这里传福音。
We thank and praise you because once again we have the chance to spread the gospel here for you.
主，我们知道这个是你自己的心意，而且是叫我们如此行的。
And this is your will, and this is what you call us to do.
我们就求主你亲自借着圣灵来到这里做拯救的工作。
And may the Holy Spirit be here and do the salvation work.
我们也求你凡来到你面前的每一个人都被你得着。
So each one of us here can be gained by you.
因为这个是你自己爱我们的那种心意。
Because this is your desire of your love towards us.
而且我们知道主你拯救人的人数有一天会填满。
And we know that one day those who are saved can be, the numbers can be fulfilled.
求主也就 催促我们，既然来到你面前，我们就快快的接受你。
And when you prompt us to come before you, let us receive you quickly.
成为神家中的人，成为父神的儿女。
Become one in the household of God, become the children of God.
我们再次祈求圣灵在这里，求主，求你来做成你自己要做的工作。
So may the Spirit do the work amongst us.
愿一切荣耀都归给你。
And we give you all the glory.
感恩祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
With thanks we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们把以下时间交给弟兄。
We'll give the time to our brother.
弟兄姐妹们平安，很感谢主，在这里，让我们可以聚集在一起。
Peace to brothers, sisters, and friends. We thank the Lord for causing us to gather once again before Him.
刚才唱那首诗歌里面，说到神在呼召我们回家。
The hymn we just sang, to come home to God.
每次我想到家的时候，不晓得。弟兄姐妹们，你觉得家是怎么样？
When we talk about home, I don't know what you think about when you see that word.
在家里面的话，是一个充满温暖一个充满爱的地方。
A home is somewhere that is filled with love and warmth.
Yeah, 我们回到家的话，特别是我们回到父的家，我们父母的家的时候，我们是去那边享受的。
When we go back home, the home of our parents, we indeed partake of the enjoyment there.
Yeah, 我们可以享受他们的爱，我们享受他们给我们的供应会煮很多东西给我们吃。
We can enjoy the love and supply and the foods that they prepare for us.
所以回家其实是一件非常喜乐的一件事。
So coming home is a very joyous thing.
今天我就想借着一段的经文我们来看回家的那一条路应该是什么。
So this morning I'd like to share with you what is the path towards coming home.
好吧，我们都翻开约翰福音第十三章。
Please turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 13.
约翰福音第十三章。
John, chapter 13.
我们从第33节
beginning with verse 33.
我们一直看到第14章的第6节。
Until we come to chapter 14, verse 6.
第13章我们就读第33、36。
That sounds simple.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll, in chapter 13, we'll read verse 33 and then verse 36.
然后我们就跳到第14章第一节开始。
And then we'll go to chapter 14, beginning with verse 1.
好不好？我们都一起来读好不好？我们用什么话都可以。
Yeah, can we read this together, no matter what language you use?
好不好？33节，一起来。
Together?
小子
Little children, I am with you a little while longer. You shall seek me, and as I said to the Jews, and I'll say to you also, where I am going, you cannot come.
这话我曾对犹太人说过，如今也照样对你们说。西门36节
And then 36,
西门彼得问耶稣
Simon Peter said to him, Lord, where are you going?
Jesus answered him,
Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow later.
后来却要跟我去。第十四章。
Chapter 14.
你们心
里 Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going?
那条路你们也知道。
Thomas said to him, Lord, if we do not know where you are going, how do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but
through me.
Thank the Lord.
我们刚才所读的这段经文啊，是主耶稣在地上的，应该是他啊最后一天啊。
The verses we read earlier reflects the last day of the Lord on this earth.
啊，因为明天的时候他啊就要离开这个世界。
Because the day following that he will leave this world.
所以在那一天的晚上他就跟门徒在一起。
And so on that night, he was with the disciples.
Yeah, 他就跟他们说了很多话记载在13、14一直到第17章里面
He spoke many words to the disciples beginning with chapter 13 all the way to chapter 17.
我们知道他的门徒跟随了主耶稣有三年多的时间。
We know that his disciples followed the Lord about 3 years.
Yeah, 他们实在是撇下他们所有的 一直在这三年半里面的话来跟随主。
And they left all they have and followed the Lord 3.5 years.
可是实在主耶稣跟他们说我要离开了。
But now the Lord said to them, I am going away.
并且我要去的地方我们是不能够去的。
And where I'm going, you cannot come.
门徒那时候听见的话，你觉得他们的心里面会怎么想
？And how do you feel when the disciples heard this?
Yeah, 我们跟了 你三年，本来是以为你是来做王的哈，这是他们门徒以为主来到地上所要做的事。
They might think that they've been following the Lord 3.5 years, and the reason they came is so that they can be king.
Yeah, 可是主现在说我要离开你们了，并且我要去的地方你们现在不能够去。
But now the Lord say to them, I'm going now. You cannot come with me now.
可是我们感谢主，主没有停在那里主继续的跟他说，虽然你们现在不能够去，可是后来却要跟我去。
Thank the Lord because it continue on in verse 36. Where I go, you cannot follow me now, but you shall follow later.
然后在第14章里面，主更仔细的说他要去哪里。
And in chapter 14, the Lord detailedly said where he will go.
我们刚才读到就是在这个第14章的第二节开始他说到，在我的父家里有许多的住处。
In chapter 14, verse 2, he said, In my father's house are many dwelling places.
然后第三节他说到，我若去为你们预备地方，我就必再来接你们到我那里去。
And in verse 3, he said, And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
Yeah, 我们实在感谢主，因为他去，他是回到他的父也是我们的神那里。
We thank the Lord because when he goes, he will go back to his father's place.
Yeah, 我们知道神差遣他的儿子，就是我们的主耶稣来到地上，是神要给他去做一些的使命。
We know that God sent his son Jesus to come to this world and he came for a mission.
现在主快要把神交托给他的去做完了，所以他要回到父神。
And the Lord has finished the word God entrusted to him, and now he's going back to the Father's house.
并且他去了之后，他还要回来，并且把门徒也把我们信他的人，有一天他要把我们都接到那边去。
But he will come back one day and receive his disciples and all who believe in him to where he is.
虽然门徒那个时候我们读的时候，我们看见他们实在是不明白主。在说什么
？Even though the disciples did not understand what the Lord was telling them.
Yeah, 可是虽然主一步一步的跟他们说的更明白就是在第 14章第6节里面说到主说我就是道路真理生命。
Even though the Lord tried to explain to them clearly, we see in verse 6 in chapter 14, I am the way and the truth and the life.
若不借着我，就没有人能够到父那里去。
And no one comes to the Father but through me.
就像刚才陈志忠带领我们所唱的那首诗歌。
Just like when Brother Chan led the hymn we sang earlier.
Yeah, 我们那首诗歌说到我们回家。
And so the hymn tells us that we need to come home.
也是说到我们本来是在神那里，我们是有一个家的。
We were once with God in the home.
Yeah, 那我们人什么时候好像是离开了那个家？
But there was a time that man left that home.
Yeah, 所以我们需要知道那个的故事，就是伊甸园的故事。
Therefore, we need to know the story behind this, the story of the Garden of Eden.
我们知道在创世纪里面记载到神创造了天地还有宇宙万物。
We know that in Genesis, it tells us that God created heaven and earth and the universe.
他创造了在地上的所有的的动物、植物，后来他也创造了人。
He created all the animals and the plants on earth, and later on, he created man.
他创造人的话是有一个的目的的，因为神是愿意与人同住啊。
He created man for a purpose because God wants to dwell amongst men.
所以他那个时候创造了亚当和夏娃啊。
And so at that time, he created Adam and Eve.
然后他就把他们放在伊甸园里头啊。
And he placed them in the Garden of Eden.
伊甸园的意思是什么？是一个很快乐的园子。
The meaning of the Garden of Eden is the Garden of Happiness.
圣经告诉我们说，就在那个园子里面有很多很多果树哈，有那些果子是非常的好看，也非常的好吃的。
The Bible tells us that in the garden there are a lot of fruit trees. The fruits are good to look at and good to eat.
然后有四条河流从那边经过啊，来把那个园子都滋润多，非常的美丽漂亮。
And there are four rivers which surround the garden, go through surround the garden, which nourish the trees in the garden.
Yeah, 我们可以说那个地方可能是人间的天堂啊。
So we might say that this is heaven on earth.
Yeah, 那神就把亚当和夏娃放在那里。
And that was where God placed Adam and Eve.
可是有一天神却把他们这两个人给赶出去了。
But one day God has to cast men out of the Garden of Eden.
如果我们翻到创世纪第3章。我们也可以来看一看。
If we can all turn to Genesis chapter 3, we can look at it together.
创世纪第3章。
Genesis 3.
第23节。
Verse 23.
我们先看看神是怎么样的把他们赶出去。
First, we want to see how men were cast out of the garden.
第23节,
Verse 23.
耶和华神便打发他，就是说到亚当啊，出伊甸园去耕种他所支出之土。
Therefore, the Lord God sent him, Adam, out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken.
于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，要把守生命树的道路。
So he drove the man out, and at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life.
本来人亚当和夏娃那个时候是和神在一起啊。
Adam and Eve originally were with God in the garden.
那个园子是快乐的园子，是因为有神的同在。
Is a garden happiness because God was there?
他们也在那里享受着神所创造的 那些美丽的景色，还有那些好吃的果子哈。
They were able to enjoy all the beautiful sights and all the beautiful food that God prepared for them.
啊，可是神在他们身上也有一个要求。
But God had a request upon them.
Yeah, 神吩咐他们说，有一棵树上的果子你们不能够吃哈。
And God commanded them they should not partake of the fruit of one of the trees in the garden.
那个树就是分别善恶树上的果子。
That is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
我们知道从圣经里面我们看到在伊甸园的当中除了很多果树之外还有两棵很特别的树。
We know that within the Garden of Eden, outside of all the trees, plants on in the garden, there are two very distinct particular trees.
圣经就特别把这两棵树来指出来给我们看到。
And the Bible especially pointed out these two trees to us.
一棵是生命树，另外一棵是分别善恶树。
One is the tree of life, the other is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
生命树的话，按照它的名字，我们知道如果人吃了之后的话，就有生命。那个生命是代表神的生命。
We know the tree of life represented life. When man eats of it, he gains that life, which is God's life.
分别善恶树的话，就是代表我们可以简单的说，就是你吃了之后的话，就可以分辨善恶，你就有那一个的知识，那个的智慧。
The tree of the knowledge good and evil, as it says when men partakes of it, they would have the knowledge between good and evil.
神就把这两棵树放在亚当和夏娃的面前，让他们去选择。
And so God placed these two trees before Adam and Eve for them to choose from.
你是要选择神给你的生命呢，还是你选择你要去得到有智慧、有知识，然后你就可以过一个独立的生活？
Do you want the life that God wants to give to you, or do you want to choose knowledge of good and evil that they can be independent and away from God?
Yeah, 神是愿意与他们同住的哈，可是他们需要有神的生命，因为有同样的生命才可以同住，是不是？
God wants to dwell amongst them because they need to have the same life in order to dwell with God.
我家里有两只猫啊。
他
们是猫的生命，我是人的生命。
We have two cats in the house. So the cats have the life of cat, and I have the life of man.
虽然我们是同住在一个房子里面哈。
Even though we all dwell together under the same roof.
Yeah, 可是猫它不明白我，我说什么呢？我叫它的名字。他也不管啊。
But the cat doesn't know me really because if I call his name, he would not know.
Yeah, 他们两只只是顾着有东西吃就好了啊。Yeah, 我
So all they care about is that they are well fed.
Yeah, 我心里想什么？我要他们做什么，他们都不懂啊。
What I'm thinking in my mind, what I want them to do, all these things they don't know.
有时候我也不知道他们在想什么。
And often I do not know what they're thinking about.
所以虽然是住在同一栋房子，但是我们彼此不能够了解的。
And even though we
不能够交通的。
We are living in the same house. We cannot communicate with each other. We do not know each other's thoughts.
Yeah, 所以当时神和亚当和夏娃在一起，可是要完全的可以与神，好像没有那个间隔哈，在心思上面，在可以明白神的旨意上面，他们需要有一个生命是和神一样。
So God was with Adam and Eve, but in order to know what God is thinking about, what is on God's mind, they need to have the life of God to know that.
Yeah, 也需要彼此相爱啊，因为在家里面的话是一个爱的地方。
They also need to love one another because in the home is a place of love.
可是很可惜哈，圣经告诉我们亚当和夏娃 他们违背了神的命令，他们选择了分别善恶树。
But pitifully, they rebelled against God because they chose the fruit from the knowledge of good and evil.
他们没有去选择神的圣命，可以让神可以与他们同住在一起。
They did not choose the life of God so that God can dwell amongst them.
Yeah, 所以因着他们的背叛他们在神的眼中，他们就好像成了一个顶撞神、一个罪人啊。
Because of the rebellion in God's eyes, they are sinners and offenders.
嗯哼，所以神不能够再和他们在一起。
No longer can God be with them.
Yeah, 本来那个原子是一个很快乐的原子，可是却变成了一个悲剧啊！亚当和夏娃就是这样子的，被神赶了出来。
The Garden of Eden was a happy place, but then it became a very sad place because God drove them out.
好像人就从神的面前就离开了那个原本是很快乐的家啊，可是现在却是与神永远的分隔。
So man left that happy home and now separated forever with God.
我相信亚当和夏娃被赶出来之后，他们的心里面一定非常的后悔。
When Adam and Eve were driven out of the garden, they might feel regret.
他们想回去吧。
And they wanted to go back.
可是我们刚才所读到第三章里头就告诉我们说，神就把那条路给封住了。
But as we read in chapter 3 of Genesis, God has blocked the way back.
Yeah, 回家的那条路已经封住了。
Because God has shut the way for them to go back.
亚当和夏娃他们后来就生了该隐和亚伯的这两个儿子啊。
And later we see that Adam and Eve gave birth to Cain and Abel.
Yeah, 相信他们小的时候，亚当和夏娃也把关于伊甸园的故事告诉他们，那里怎么好，怎么好啊。
When the children were young, Adam and Eve most likely told them the story of Garden of Eden and how good things were.
不像我们今天你爸爸每天都要到外面去耕地去种田的话才有东西吃的。
Not like nowadays that Adam has to till the ground and has to work laboriously for food.
那是神给亚当的一个咒诅犯罪之后。
There was the curse that God has placed on man.
Yeah, 可是可能小孩子也想回去，可是他们就说现在不能够回去了。
Even though the children might want to go back, but they cannot.
Yeah, 所以一代一代过去，那条路都是这样的封住哈。
And so generation after generation, the way back to the garden was shut.
Yeah, 我不知道过了几代之后，好像人的话，就好像把他们原本的家的那件事都好像都忘记了。
So after many generations passed by, men would have forgotten about where they were before and how things were before.
Yeah, 我们也忘记了，我们原来在神那里我们是有一个家的。
And they have forgotten that there is a home that they have before God.
Yeah, 可是我们可以忘记，但是神他不会忘记。
We can forget, but God doesn't.
Yeah, 他创造人的就是要和人在一起啊。
God created man so that he can be with them and dwell amongst them.
Yeah, 我们可以说那是神的固执啊，可是也是他对我们的爱，他不放弃我们。
We can say God's stubborn, but he loves us so he will not want to forsake us.
所以就在我们还不知道的时候，神他一直的默默的在工作啊。
And before we know about it, God is quietly working in the background.
他要为我们来预备一条我们可以回到他身边的路。
He's preparing a way for us to go back to him.
Yeah. 所以从亚当到主耶稣的那个时候已经过了大概4000年那么久。
So from Adam's time to the Lord Jesus' time on earth, 4,000 years have passed.
对我们来说好像是一段非常长的时间四千年。
For us, it's a long period of time because it's 4,000 years.
Yeah. 可是在这四千年里面的话神一直的在工作，一直的在预备啊。
But in these 4,000 years, God continually worked and prepared.
有时候我在想，为什么神要过了那么长的时间才把那一条路预备好？为什么神不早一点的预备好，那我们就可以早，人就可以早一点的回？
I think to myself, well, why is it that God waited so long to show that path? Why didn't God earlier show us the path so that man can return?
我们知道当亚当和夏娃吃了那个分别善恶树之后他们其实向神就是表示我们可以自己去生活，我们不需要靠着你。
You know, that when Adam and Eve partook from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, they're telling God that they can live by themselves independently, and they did not need God.
Yeah, 我们有足够的知识，我们有足够的能力，我们可以靠着我们自己一代一代的过去。
We have capable knowledge and strength, and we can live on earth generation after generation.
所以四千年过去，我们看到有记载的历史里头，我们看到我们人的光景其实是非常非常的可怜。
So we know that the 4,000 years within that time, man's condition was very pitiful.
Yeah, 在当中实在充满了很多很悲哀，很不公平有很多凶杀，国与国之间的争斗，人与人之间的争斗
And it's sad, it's inequality, and we see that there is strife between nations, between men.
不是说我们人不知道我们要和平共处，但是我们知道之后我们做不到。
It's not like that men does not want harmony between people, but they cannot do it.
Yeah, 有时候我就在想，在这四千年里面，神就是让我们人去体认一下你靠着你自己，你的生活。就是这样子。
So for those 4,000 years, I think that God wants to let men experience what life can be like if they were just here on earth by themselves.
Yeah, 你是活在罪和死的那个的权柄底下，出不来的。
They're living under the authority of sin and death. They cannot get rid of it.
可是我们感谢神，他虽然过了四千年，但是他在他的计划里面，按照他的时间，他就把那个救赎给做成。
But we thank God that even though it's 4,000 years, God has now accomplished that redemption work.
Yeah, 我们回到约翰福音那一段的话。
And so let us go back to the passage in the Gospel of John.
刚才我提过了这是主耶稣前一个晚上所说的一些很重的话，可是却把那一条回家的路给我们指出来。
So I mentioned that was the night before his death, that the Lord told his disciples some very deep things, and this is the way to go back home.
如果我们继续的来读约翰福音，我们读到第十八章的时候，我们看到那天晚上主耶稣就被捉拿。
So if we go forward to chapter 18 of John, we know that that same night the Lord was captured.
然后第二天他早上的时候他就被 人钉在十字架上。
And then the day after that, he was crucified.
这是神给我们预备的那一条路。
This is the way that God has prepared for us.
因为我们人犯了罪之后，
After man sin,
神不能好像随随便便的去好像说我赦免你们的罪了，你们没事了，你们可以回来了。
God cannot just casually say to man that I've forgiven your sin and you can just come back home.
嗯哼，虽然没有错，神是有怜悯有爱哈，但是我们的神他也是一位公义的神。
It's true that God has mercy and love, but He's also a righteous God.
Yeah, 或许我们可以翻到出埃及记第34章，我们来看一看。
Maybe we can turn back to the book of Exodus, chapter 34, to take a look.
这好像是神第一次来告诉人他的性情是怎样啊。
This was the first time that God told men about his own nature, his own character.
嗯哼。出埃及记第34章第六节。
We're looking at Exodus chapter 34, verse 6.
这里离开亚当和夏娃大概是2500年之后啊。
So this was a time about 2500 years after the days of Adam and Eve.
那神第一次向人说到他里面的话有一些很特殊的心情，是人以前不知道。
Yeah, the first time that God told men about some special characteristics of himself that men didn't know about.
那个时候神是向摩西来说话，他说耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And so God was talking to Moses and said to him that he is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
然后第七节说到为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，直父及子，直到30代。
And every seven who keeps loving kindness for thousands, who forgives iniquity, transgression, and sin, yet he will by no means leave the guilty unpunished, visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.
我们感谢神，他没有错。这里说到他是有怜悯、有恩典。他不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
It's true saying that God is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.
但是神同时他也是一个公义的神啊，他万不以有罪的为无罪。
But at the same time, God is also righteous. He will by no means leave the guilty unpunished.
必追讨他的罪，就是人的罪，自父及子，直到30代。
Visiting the iniquity of fathers on the children and on the grandchildren to the third and fourth generations.
Yeah, 其实这里说到三世代啊，好像第五和第六代的话的罪的话，神就不追讨。
Is it true that after the third and fourth generations, the sins in the fifth and sixth generation, God will not go after?
其实不是哈。这里说到神对罪的追讨是不会停止的从亚当开始一直到我们现在神都会去追讨。
But it's not true because God visits the iniquity from the time of Adam and Eve all the way up to now.
Yeah, 所以这是神向人启示，让他们知道没有错，神是有慈爱，但是神对罪的一定要审判的。
So God here revealed to man that indeed he's a compassionate and gracious God,
But at the same time, he also visits the iniquity of man.
Yeah, 那审判的那个的结果，圣经也告诉我们说，那就是我们永远的死亡哈，就是永远的与神完全的隔绝。
And the judgment of God is that if you are judged, then you will be eternally separated from God.
嗯哼，可是神他有怜悯啊，他不愿意我们每一个人都与他永远的隔绝。
But God has mercy; He doesn't want men to be eternally separated from Him.
Yeah, 所以他就一直的来做工啊。
And so continually work.
Yeah, 神赦免我们的罪的话，他是用着他所定的方法就是要以一个没有罪的来代替我们去接受这个的刑罚。
God can forgive our sins because He used substitution, one who has no sin, to substitute for us.
圣经告诉我们说，神是以义的来去代替不义，以有罪的去以无罪的去代替有罪。
And God said He allowed the righteous in place of the unrighteous, the sinners in place of the sinful.
那所以神他怎么样成就这个义代替不义的，就是要借着他的儿子，我们的主耶稣。
And it is through His Son, the Lord Jesus, that God can allow the righteous to replace one who is unrighteous.
嗯哼，所以当我们读神的话的时候，我们知道主耶稣他被卖他经过了审判，虽然人是没有发觉他有什么罪，但是他最后他还是被钉在十字架上。
And in God's word, He tells us that the Lord Jesus, He was sold and betrayed, and He was captured. And even though men cannot find any wrongdoings in Him, He was judged to die.
他是死在一个最那个时候，你可以说是一个最残酷的一个的刑罚里面了。
And so during that time that the Lord Jesus was subject to the most cruel punishment.
弟兄姐妹，我们每次我们读到主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，我们的心里面的话实在满了感恩啊。
Whenever we read about the Lord's death on the cross, we are indeed filled with thanks.
Yeah, 人把钉钉进了他的手和他的脚。
So men crucified the Lord, both his feet and his leg, and his foot.
Yeah, 他的宝血，他的血就从那些钉痕里面来流出来。
And his precious blood was shed from those piercings.
因为神是定义要这样去做啊，神说若不流血，罪就不能够得到赦免。
But God willed for the Lord to go through that because He said, without shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins.
Yeah, 我们感谢主，当主他被钉十字架，他为我们死了。
We thank the Lord because He was crucified and He died for us.
可是他第三天的话，他复活。
After 3 days, the Lord rose from death.
然后再过了四十天，他就升天，就回到我们的父神那一边。
And then after 40 days, He ascended to high, to where the Father is.
所以就应验了他跟门徒所说的那句话他要先回到父那边去。
And fulfill the prophecy that He told the disciples that He will go back to the Father.
也借着他的死和复活，他给我们了预备的一条可以回到父神的家的那一条路。
And through His death and resurrection, He prepared a way for us to go back home where God is.
希伯来书第十章里面告诉我们说
，Hebrews chapter 10 tells us there.
或许我们也可以来看一看。
Maybe we can all turn to it.
第十章的第十九节
We'll look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
Yeah, 他说到弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过，这幔子就是他的身体。
Since therefore, brethren, we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he inaugurated for us through the veil, that is his flesh.
Yeah, 我们可以进到至圣所啊，至圣所啊。如果大家记有听过的话啊，那是神在地上的，你可以说是他的居所啊，是。
We know that the holy place mentioned here is the dwelling place of God. We can now come before God because of the precious blood the Lord Jesus shed for us.
Yeah. 并且是因着他的身体为我们他为我们死了。他接受了神的刑罚来代替了我们。
But because in his flesh he died for us and he received the punishment from the Father.
Yeah. 所以神就有了条件可以了再重新的来接纳我们。
And so from then on God has the condition to receive us, to accept us.
Yeah. 不然的话 我们人实在是没有任何的方法可以去到神那边去。
If not, there is no other way that man can go back to God.
Yeah. 在历代里面，我们人的话有很多好像用我们自己想出来的方法，想去到神那边去。
Throughout history, men try to think of ways they can go back to God with.
Yeah. 可是那一个的方法，那一条路不是我们定的那是神设定的。
But the way, the method is not something that man comes up with, but it's something that God has.
也只有靠着那个的方法，所以我们的主在第十四章里面说到我就是那个道路，我就是真理，我也是那个生命。
And it's only can be done by God's way, because in chapter 14 of John, the Lord said, I am the way and the truth and the life.
Yeah. 我们靠着主耶稣的宝血，他洗净了我们的罪所以我们可以来到神的跟前，但是我们还是不能够和神同住。
We can be cleansed by the precious blood of the Lord, but still we cannot dwell with God.
但是我们感谢我们的主当我们接收他的时候，当我们相信他的时候，不但他的宝血洗净我们的罪他把他的生命也是神的生命给了我们。
When we believe in the Lord Jesus, not only our sins can be forgiven, but we can now have the life that God wants to give to us.
所以我们是在感谢神，亚当和夏娃他们那个时候失去的所有的一切，我们都可以在我们的主耶稣身上可以重新的得着。
We thank the Lord that because everything that Adam and Eve lost, we can now be able to gain back in the Lord Jesus.
可是我们需要相信，我们需要接受我们主耶稣进到我们的里面。
We need to believe and accept and let the Lord Jesus come into our hearts.
我们来到他跟前，我们承认我们的罪我们实在是完全的没有办法，我们可以救我们自己，只有主能够救我们。
We confess our sins and to say that we have no way to save ourselves, but only He can save us.
当我们接受主的时候，那条路就为我们打开，我们就可以走上那条路。
When we accept the Lord, the way is opened up to us, and we can walk in that way.
其实主跟门徒说的时候，他说，你以在第十三章的第 26节里面说，我所去的地方你们现在不能够跟我去，后来却要跟我去。
Because the Lord said himself in chapter 13, verse 26, that the where I'm going right now, you cannot go, but you shall follow, actually, verse 36. But you shall come later,
yeah. 然后第十四章里面也说到，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。
And in chapter 14:3, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself.
Yeah, 好像说到我们要回复的家不是现在，是以后就再来的时候我们才能够去。
Which tells us that it is not now that we can go back to the Father's house, but it's when the Lord comes again that we could go back.
是没有错，当主他再来的时候，我们每一个我们都会我们都会复活，因为我们这个身体还是会死，但是我们的会复活，然后我们和主一起的去到父神那里哈。
It's correct that one day we'll die, but the Bible promises that those who believe in him will resurrect. And when we do at that time, that we can go with the Lord back to the Father's house.
那个的实际的与神和我们的主同在的那个完全没有阻隔的那个受到那个的光景。
We can practically be with God and there will be no separation. That will be the condition we have at that time.
Yeah, 可是其实今天我们信主的时候，因着主给我们的生命，我们已经和主他已经住在我们里面，父神也住在我们里面，我们也是住在他里面，这是主耶稣告诉我们的。
But when we believe in the Lord, at that very moment, that we know that we abide in Him and He abides in us, because that's what the Word of God tells us.
只不过我们今天还活在地上，因着我们还有这个肉身，所以还当中还是有一些的阻隔。可是到那一天主再来的时候，他接我们去，那个时候吧就完全没有阻隔。
But we are still living in the flesh on the earth right now. There is separation, but on that day when the Lord comes, there will be no separation, and we will be with God fully.
那个的家，我说到以后的家是怎么样的一个的情形呢？
So how is that home that we are going back to? What kind of condition is it?
圣经下文告诉我们
The Bible tells us of that a little bit.
我们来看启示录。
If you turn to the book of Revelation,
chapter 21.
Chapter 21.
其实启示录最后呢，两三章的话都是说到，我们以后的家会是怎么样啊？是说了很丰富哈，但是我们今天只来看两节的经文。
You look at the last chapters of the book of Revelation, it tells us what the future home for us is like. Very abundant, very rich, but we only going to look at a couple of verses now.
Yeah, 我们看第21章的第三节。
Chapter 21, Revelation, verses 3 and 4.
Yeah, 他说，看了神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Verse 3, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he shall dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be among them.
神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
And verse 4, And he shall wipe away every tear from their eyes, and there shall no longer be any death, There shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain, The first things have passed away.
Yeah. 所以我们看到我们回到神的家的时候神是亲自的与我们同在。
And when we return to God's house, he will be there personally with us.
然后就还有一个的结果就是神会擦去我们一切的眼泪。不再有死亡也不再有悲哀哭号疼痛。
Other results are, he shall wipe away every tear from our eyes. There shall no longer be any death. There shall no longer be any mourning or crying or pain.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道死亡、悲哀、哭号、疼痛，这是我们在世上我们都常常经历的。
Brothers, we know that death, mourning, crying, pain, all these things we experienced on the earth as we're living here.
就算我们信了主之后，并不是说我们所有的问题都解决了。
It doesn't mean our problems are solved when we accept the Lord.
在我们的生活当中我们也会经历到有悲哀的事有使我们心痛的事。
In our lives, we still experience things that hurt us and things that are sad.
我们会经历很多好像很无奈的事，是我们不能够做什么的。
And we encounter things that we seem to be hopeless or we cannot do anything about it.
我们的身体也会因着有一些的疾病，我们会有病痛，然后我们最后我们还是会经历死亡。
Or we can experience sickness, ailments, and at the end, there's death.
但是到那个的时候在父的家里面，这些都完全都过去。
But when we come to that time, in that home God has prepared for us, all these things will be passed.
是一个和真的是一个何等荣耀的盼望啊。
Such a glorious hope.
Yeah. 但是我们感谢我们的主，我们可以去到那里是因着主耶稣他愿意把他自己舍去。
We thank the Lord that the reason that we can go there one day is because the Lord Jesus gave up his life for us.
Yeah. 他为我们舍命，使我们这些的人，我们的生活不再是好像还没有信主的人是他们真的是没有盼望。
He laid down his life for us, so now we're not living in a state of hopelessness, like when one is not saved.
虽然他们好像在地上会好像得着很多的事物，或者他们的生活可能很奢侈快乐，但是那些很快的就会过去。
And so, even though different things may happen to us, we might lose the happiness, the joy, but all these things will pass.
Yeah, 不相信主的人，他们也是有一条路会去的。
Those non-believers also has a way that they are running on.
Yeah, 其实也是在我们刚才所读的启示录的前一章里面说到第二十章。
And if we read chapter 20 in Revelation,
yeah, 所有不信主的他们的结局的话就是受到神的罪的审判那个的结局就是落在那个永远的火湖里面。
Those who do not believe in the Lord, God will judge them, and the final result that they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
所以神还是把两条路放在我们的前面要我们去选择。
And God has put two ways before us for us to choose from.
Yeah, 我们是要去选择永远的生命回到父的家。还是我们选择那个永远的死亡在火湖里面的那个份子。
Do we choose eternal life to go back to God's home, or do we choose eternal death, that lake of fire?
Yeah, 我们实在感谢主我想我们住在这里的我们都对圣经有一些的认识，我们也接受了 我们的主耶稣做我们个人的救主。
We thank the Lord that many who are here understand about the words of the Bible and many receive the Lord as their Savior.
Yeah, 就给我们生命啊，不但是使我们可以回到父的家啊，主给我们生命，他要使我们得着的是一个更丰盛的生命。
And the life that we have can cause us to go back to the Father's house, and a life that can be more abundant.
Yeah. 所以我们在地上，我们信了主之后，并不是就是等于回到父的家那边去享受。
So after we believe in the Lord, we are not just here waiting for that day to go back to the house of God and to enjoy His presence.
主在地上的话，也要给我们每一个人有一个责任啊。
But we have responsibility while we're here on earth.
主要我们得着的是一个更丰盛的生命。
Because God wants us to gain a life more abundant.
Yeah, 其实一个更丰盛的生命就是让主的生命在我们里面从我们接收开始然后就慢慢成长一直到我们真的有主的性情有他的生命的那种的表现。
The life more abundant means that after we believe, we let His life continue to grow into us, grow in us so that it can become more abundant and His nature can become our nature and His will can be done upon us.
所以我们还是要继续的追求继续的来跟随我们的主。
So we need to continue to pursue after the Lord and to follow after Him.
并且主要也要我们在地上的话要成为他的见证。
And that we can be witnesses for Him on earth.
Yeah. 但是当我们我可以说我们最大的那一个的问题就是和神之间的那一个的分隔已经解决之后。
The biggest problem is that after we have resolved the separation we had with God,
我们的人生的话就有了一个新的方向。
Our life has a new direction.
并且因着我们知道我们要有一天我们要回天家的时候我们在看地上的事物事情的话就不一样。
When we know that one day we'll go back to the heavenly home, then our perspective of this world will not be the same.
Yeah, 我们知道所有领导我们身上的事情都是为了预备我们当主来的时候我们可以很欢然的去见他。
We know that everything in our lives has a purpose, that on that day when the Lord returns, we will receive Him joyously.
Yeah, 所以我们感谢主，主在约翰福音第十四章第开始的话说你们心里不要忧愁我们信了主之后我们在地上的生活虽然是有难处但是我们心里不忧愁。
So we thank the Lord that in the beginning of chapter 14 of John, it says, let not your heart be troubled. Even though we have many difficulties in this world, we need not to be troubled because of Him.
Yeah, 因为我们知道爱我们的主和爱我们的父神他已经住在我们里面。
We know that the Lord who loves us so, the Father who loves us so, they are dwelling within us.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们低头这个祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们每次想到你为我们所预备的，我们只能够来到你跟前来向你敬拜，向你感恩。
Dear Lord, whenever we think about all that you've prepared for us, we cannot but come before you to worship and to give praise and thanks back to you.
主啊，我们都是被你所拣选的。
We have been chosen by you.
主啊，谢谢你，主啊，因为你愿意舍弃你自己。
We thank the Lord because you're willing to lay down your life for us.
你就为我们成功了，神为我们所预备的救恩。
You fulfill this salvation for us.
主啊，我们说我们实在是白白的蒙了你的恩典。
And we have freely been shown your grace.
你为我们所预备的主啊，在以后在父的家里面实在是超过我们所想所求。
What you prepare for us in the Father's house will surpass whatever we imagined or think about.
主啊，这帮助我们还在地上生活的时候，主啊，我们的心，主啊，常常是对着你。
Help us while we're living here on this earth, that our hearts can always be attuned to you.
愿意你继续的来吸引我们，来快跑的跟随你。
And may you continue to captivate us so that we can follow after you.
主啊，还没有相信你的主啊，你的爱也在他们的心里面来做感动的工作。
For those who have not believed in you, may your love continue to work in their hearts and to move them.
我们信心有软弱的我们也求主你的恩典来托住。
Those who are weak in faith, may your grace be able to sustain them.
你的话也来激励我们，主啊，我们就不至于退后。
That your word can encourage us so that we will not fall back.
乃是愿意来快跑的来跟随。
And that we will run after you.
早上我们再次谢谢主你为我们所做成的谢谢主给我们有这样的恩典。
We thank you for all that you have done for us and thank you for all the grace you've shown towards us.
荣耀感谢归给爱我们的父神和我们的主耶稣。
Glory and thanks be given back to the Lord and to our Father who loves us.
我们祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督名求。
We pray with thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. We thank our God and we thank you for brother sharing with us the gospel this morning.
今天的主题就是要归家，这个。
The theme of today's sharing is to come home.
我总觉得我们人来到这个世界啊，可以不知道从哪里来，但是总要知道。往哪里去？
Humans here on Earth, it may not be important for us to know where we came from, but it's definitely important for us to know where we will go.
对，所以今天给我们的信息，这是神在呼召我们，要我们接受他为我们个人的救主。
God is calling us so that we can receive the Lord as our personal Savior.
我们知道总共有两处地方我们人类要去的地方。
So there are two locations where man might go.
一个是天堂，一个是地狱。
One is heaven, the other is hell.
神不想我们，不想看到我们去地狱，所以他很急着要我们。记着要来拯救我们。
So God doesn't want to see us to go to hell, so He wanted to come and give us the salvation to save us.
但是神也给我们从头到尾都给我们有自由的意志来选择。
But from the beginning to the end, God gave us the freedom to choose.
像起初给亚当夏娃，也是告诉他。这个分别善恶树的果实不可以吃，因为吃了那天就会死。
For Adam and Eve, God commanded them not to partake from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because the day they partook of it, they will die.
但是神没有叫他说你不可以去吃。
But God did not tell them specifically not to partake of the fruit from that tree.
他只把这个吃的结果说给他听。然后由他自己去选择。
But he told them the result of what if they make that choice, and so God told them the result of that choice.
对，所以神从头到尾都给我们人有自由的意志来选择。
So from beginning to end, God gave us the freedom to choose in our will.
因为给我们自由意志选择神呢。神才能得到荣耀。
Because it's through that freedom in our will that God can be glorified.
如果神没有给我们自由选择，那就是造一个机器人就好了，就是弄好，他一定会怎么做，神得不到荣耀。
If God does not give men that choice, then he would just create robots. He can just program them to do whatever.
所以盼望我们在神面前，我们快快接受主为我们的救主。
My hope is that all of us can receive the Lord as a Savior.
那么我们下个礼拜是弟兄的信息。
So next week we have a message from the brother.
对，然后我们今天之后要一起吃午餐。
So there will be lunch served after this meeting.
我们现在做个饭程前的祷告。
So let us pray before we partake of the meal.
主，我们感谢你以上对我们的看顾带领。
Well, we thank you for your guidance in the time before the time that came before us.
在升天之前，你吩咐我们要把你的福音传讲出来。
Before you ascended, you commanded men to preach this gospel on earth.
传讲主你的爱世人，要来拯救世人。
To preach that God loves men so that he comes to save men.
主，我们也求你将今天我们所听到的信息藏在我们的心中。
We pray that you will hide the words that we have heard this day in our hearts.
叫我们认识到主你的大爱而来归向你。
So that we can know about your great love and that we can come to you.
为着主你自己的荣耀，也为着我们自己的永远，要叫我们实在是做好了预备，跟且而且做好了决定。
For your glory and for what will be in eternity, let us prepare and let us go towards that way.
主，我们感谢你赐给我们的福音，也感谢你赐给我们的赐物。
We do thank you for this gospel message and we also thank you for the food.
我们以下这一段时间也求主掌管我们彼此的交通。
And for the following time, may you watch over our fellowship time together.
叫我们在用午餐的时候，我们彼此来勉励，彼此来劝勉。
So that we can encourage one another as we partake of the meal.
叫我们的个人，我们的教会，在你面前长进，荣耀你的名。
So each one of us individually and also the church can continue to grow and we can glorify your name.
我们感恩的祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
With thanks, we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
我们安静下就散会。
A moment of quietness and we can adjourn.